the line, we have got Petrina Harley from the Save Belia Wetlands Campaign over in Western Australia. Welcome, Petrina.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, tell us a bit about the campaign, just like general broad brushstroke stuff, because some of our listeners here in Melbourne wouldn't, you know, not really necessarily be super aware of the campaign you're involved in over there.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so I've kind of only joined recently. This has been going on for several years through the courts. So Barnett is proposing to, well, he started to build a, basically a six-lane massive highway that's supposed to connect Fremantle Port, and it goes right through Belia Wetlands, which is one of the last few remaining wetlands we have in Perth. It's culturally very significant for the Aboriginal people. It's also got lots of endangered species. And basically the campaign has taken a turn in that all the avenues through the court, all the talking, all the legal avenues most people have basically been ignored by the government, and people have realised that, you know, civil disobedience is the only thing we've kind of got left. And so it's been pretty amazing in that the whole community has risen up, and you've got, you know, parents, teachers like myself who've probably never had any confrontation with the law before, and going up trees, locking themselves onto vehicles. We've got, you know, people going to training sessions for non-violent direct action. And, yeah, pretty determined to just try and stop it, because obviously we've got the election coming up in March, and, yeah, we're hoping, you know, change of government might stop the project. But in the meantime, we're just trying to do as much as possible to just save what trees we can, what, you know, animals we can, and, yeah, spread the word that more roads is just not the way to go. We need to be looking to alternatives like rail, basically.
Yeah, and you're going to be running as a candidate in that upcoming election for the Socialist Alliance, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I haven't even been with Socialist Alliance for a year yet, but I guess this is the... you know, I just got so frustrated with our government and what's been happening, and, you know, years of ranting and raving on Facebook don't achieve much, and I've just gone, you know what, I'm just going to run. I'm going to run myself because, yeah, we need to be doing something.
Yeah, wicked. Now, I was reading a bit. Do you know a bit about the Aboriginal significance of the Belia Wetlands? Because it's quite a special place for the Noongar people, isn't it?
Yes. The spoken to several elders, actually, because what happened was purely organically a kind of camp sprang up. It started with a few people that, you know, just wanted to keep an eye on when they started putting the fences around. Yeah, quite a few Aboriginal families have taken the roles on at that camp. And, yeah, just hearing their stories, you know, there are places there that the last few remaining places where some Aboriginals, you know, still hunt their food. You know, there were stories of women who, you know, still alive, who know of women who, you know, given birth there, died there. There's, yeah, lots of sacred places for them. And I guess, well, it's generally, isn't it? It's Australia-wide. It just keeps happening. They're just losing more and more of the little land that they have left. And, yeah, it's heartbreaking, actually. I mean, as a white person, obviously, you know, I'm against the pollution and the endangered wildlife, but for them it's truly painful. You know, it's heart-wrenching to watch the bulldozers go in. It's, yeah.
Yeah, I went to the SaveBeliaWetlands.com website.
Yep.
And then from there I went to the Save North Lake website, and that looks a little bit more at the Aboriginal history of the site. And yeah, it's really interesting stuff, like, because it is a place that's rich with bird life and fish, that's somewhere that whilst the Noongar people moved around a lot, there was generally some clan members, particularly the elderly, who remained near the lakes throughout the year. And that there's 8,000-year-old cherts, stone artifacts have been found there, and cherts can only be obtained from quarries that are presently below sea level, which were last exposed 8,000 years ago. So,
they're saying there are artifacts through there that, you know, older than the pyramids. And it was one of the avenues, obviously, that we're trying to pursue through the courts. It was a native claim on there, and I think there's one possible, I'm not sure, I think we've pretty much exhausted everything in the courts. But, as our government tends to do, they'll just deregister or delist, you know, land that has previously been noted as being culturally significant. But, you know, if there's money to be had, they will, change that pretty quickly.
And what's the latest campaign activity? Because you just had a pretty big sort of action a couple of days ago there, didn't you?
We had last Thursday, apparently the biggest action, biggest demonstration we've ever had in Perth. There were over 1,000 people. And this was so amazing about it. As I said, it's just kind of organically happened. Like, the press now are trying to paint us all as, you know, professional protesters, feral, hippie, tree-hugging. But it's not at all. It's actually, as I keep saying, you know, people like myself, there's doctors, there's accountants, there's people are actually going down. So they're calling for, as I said, they're starting to get organised now, but they're calling, we had a mass action, so they called people down about 5 o'clock in the morning. And people are coming down, like, before work. It's hilarious. They're all saying to us, you know, get a job. Get a job, you lazy socialist hippies or whatever. But the fact is, it's professional people in the community. And loads of them are actually coming down before work, putting in, say, 2-3 hours, and then going off to their jobs. Thursday was amazing for me in that it was the point in time where the campaign kind of turned and that you could see people realise the power of people. You know, it sounds really cheesy, but what happened was the police have basically, you know, fenced off. They fence off a section that they're going to bulldoze down. And then inside, they had a couple of bulldozers, you know, to start work. A couple of women had gone in that morning about 4 o'clock and managed to chain themselves onto two of the bulldozers. So the cops had then kind of cordoned off these bulldozers then within the fenced area. So Thursday morning, as I said, over 1,000 people turned up, all lined up against the fence. And people just realised, hang on, we outnumber the police here. There's actually nothing they can do if we decide to, you know, go in. And as I said, there wasn't even a signal. There wasn't, I don't know what it was, but, you know, 1,000 people lined up against the fence. The fence just went down. And then there was a brief pause. As I said, these aren't professional protesters. It was almost like a fear, oh, my God. And then a few people took the step, went in over the fence, and that was it. Everyone swarmed in and then surrounded the bulldozers. And it's not very peaceful, but it's kind of turned a bit nasty recently. Like yesterday, someone was actually trampled by a horse. He was sitting peacefully. He wasn't even inside the enclosed area. He got trampled stitches. They found some tripwire. A horse got injured the day before. Tripwire, and now of course they're spreading the rumour that it was protesters, which is just ludicrous because it goes against, you know, the entire philosophy of non-violent direct action. And a lot of the protesters are also, you know, staunch vegans or vegetarians or animal lovers as well, and there's just no way it would have been us.
Yeah, they wouldn't be trying to injure horses.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I saw one of the campaigners who I'm friends with, Chris Jenkins, and he made the point that, well, statistically, the biggest number of people down there is protesters. So if you put down a tripwire, the people it's most likely to get actually is other protesters. So it doesn't really add up that would have been put there.
Yeah, but it seems it's a definite ploy. Like, all of a sudden, you know, stories come out in the West, like they are vehement opponents of having any kind of protest. But yeah, suddenly there's even pro-Rowate groups that have sprung up, which you know, are pretty hateful. They're the ones calling for violence. But the Belia protesters are, as you said, all about non-violence, peaceful. Basically, you know, we're just calling it mass numbers so that literally the workers can't start. That's our only tactic, pretty much.
Yeah.
But yeah, people have responded amazingly.
It's pretty impressive. 1,000 people.
That's a pretty
staunch rally on anyone's assessment,
yeah.
I reckon.
And as I said, it's bittersweet. It's horrible being down there and watching the, you know, the trees go down, but at the same time, to be part of that community feeling, it was just amazing that split point in time where people suddenly realised they actually do have the power to, you know, stand up for what they believe in. It was awesome.
Yeah, wicked. Now, if there's people out there listening this morning, which I'm sure there is in Melbourne town, how can people from the East Coast or, you know, outside of Frio or Perth support the campaign and show solidarity?
In lots of ways. That would be great, because as we say, you know, this isn't just a fight for WA. It's happening all over Australia and all over the world, really. You know, we call this our own little Dakota. If we could just, people could get on the site. So we have this Rethink the Link and Save the Belia Wetlands. Post comments would be awesome. We actually wear these little solidarity pins. I brought a couple over with me that I might take to the conference. Just to, you know, show solidarity and support for everyone. It's just a little piece of blue material into the top.
Yeah.
I think, is there a GoFundMe, a crowdfunding page set up?
I'm not sure.
We'll
keep an eye out. And, if you've got a crowdfunding thing happening, we'll certainly repost that on the Green Left Radio
site
and try and get it around.
Yeah, thank you.
And I've noticed at the Save Belia Wetlands website, there's the black cockatoo is pretty prominent. What's the story there?
Well, the wetlands obviously is a major nesting ground for them, and environmentalists reckon that if Belia Wetlands go, that the black cockatoo is going to be extinct within 15 years. And there's a guy who's pretty much dedicated his life to saving them, and he turned up at the camp and he's got a few, you know, rescue birds. So a lot of the campers and protectors are, you know, a particular affinity with them now. You see them through the Perth suburbs and stuff, but there's not a lot, you know, and not regularly. And, they say if the wetlands go, that they'll be made extinct.
Well, just going to have to win the campaign then.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. All right. Thanks heaps for talking to us this morning, and we'll keep an eye out for that crowdfunding page. And if people do want to know more and sort of send a message of support, check out savebeliawetlands.com.
Yes. And if they want to, because as I said, it's not just environmental. Obviously, as part of Socialist Alliance, we're desperate to get, you know, cars off roads. And historically, we know more roads just means more cars, more congestion, and it's really ill thought out. It's going to turn Fremantle into a horrible bottleneck of, you know, trucks and fumes. And there's an alternative plan. That's the thing. The freight to rail has been around almost as long as this ill thought out plan, and that there's already infrastructure made. There's alternatives. That's I think why people are so upset. This is unnecessary.
Yeah, it's money going to the wrong stuff.
Exactly.
Large amounts of it and trashing.
Someone's made promises to some contractors somewhere that, you know, I feel I've got to keep before they lose the election in March, hopefully.
Yeah. All right, give the Tories the flick. All right, Patrina Harley, teacher, Socialist Alliance candidate in the WA elections that are coming up, and Save Belia Wetlands campaign. Now, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having us on.
Have a good one.
All right. See ya.